We better make sure. Amen. Everyone at the back is nodding along. Praise God. Okay. Luke 8, verses 15 through to 21. Here the Bible reads, "But that on the good ground are they, which, in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, and bring forth with fruit with patience. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, covereth it with a vessel, or putteth it under a bed, but setteth it on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Take heed, therefore, how ye hear. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken, even that which he seemeth to have." Then came to him his mother and his brethren, and could not come at him for the press. And it was told him by certain which said, "Thy mother and thy brethren stand without desiring to see thee." And he answered and said unto them, "My mother and my brethren are these which hear the word of God and do it." The title of our message comes from verse 18, "Take heed how ye hear." Let's pray. Father in heaven, how grateful we are that we can gather together, Lord, in this building and assemble as the local church and hear your word. We thank you for these faithful men who have taken the time to labor in your word. Lord, we just pray for boldness this morning. Lord, we pray for conviction, Lord of the heart, Lord, that we make many changes in our lives, Lord, where you see fit. We pray these things now in Jesus' name. Amen. Last week, if you were here, we'll just quickly recap. We looked at Israel's need to return to God, dealing with a hardened heart, and then being a fruitful Christian. And one of our references was actually in this passage in verse 14. And carrying on now this week, Jesus is explaining the parable of the soils, the four types of the heart. And we're going to carry on here and be challenged that how we hear the word of God will actually affect what it accomplishes in our lives. So look at verse 15 of Luke 8, our main passage. It says there, "But that on the good ground are they, which in an honest or noble and good heart." You see, for us to hear the word of God, it starts with our preparation. Do you prepare your heart before you come to the church service on a Wednesday, on a Sunday? Do you pray, "Lord, open my heart that I may see your word. Lord, I desire to hear your word," and it starts there on good ground. You'll notice at the start of that sentence, it says, "But." Jesus is saying, based on everything previously mentioned in the parable, Jesus is now changing that focus. It's from a negative, and praise God, it's now a positive. The crowd, they were gathered around Jesus, and they were listening, and he's saying to them, the first part is you need to have a good heart. It has to have good ground or good soil. To better understand this, let's look at Matthew chapter 13. Turn there with me, please. Matthew chapter 13. We'll look at verses 23. In this verse, we'll see a simple explanation for us that good ground is hearing the word of God. We know this. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But it's also understanding God's word. Last week, we saw it requires breaking up that fallow ground of our hearts. And that is good. How is the seed, which is the word of God, going to get down deep? If you're hearing the word of God, but you have an unprepared heart, why are you even listening in the first place? Think on this. Matthew 13, look at verse 23. "But he that received seed into the good ground," this is what Jesus is speaking about in Luke 8, "is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit." And we've spoken about this last week, so we won't spend long here. But receiving God's word, hearing the preaching of God's word, we're supposed to understand or comprehend it. Otherwise, it's fallen on fallow ground. What is the point of even listening to God's word being preached if we haven't come to the basic of preparing our heart? Jesus carries on there in Luke 8 and verse 15. We're going to be going very quickly through this passage this morning. Luke 8, back in our main passage in verse 15. The Bible now says, "Having heard the word, we keep it." The idea there is, do we retain God's word? Do we hold fast to it? Do we possess it? And we'll look at three different ways and reasons why we should. When we hear God's word preached, what are we doing with it? Are we keeping it? The first thing we'll look at is we can memorize it. Psalms 119:11, I'm sure we don't even need to turn there, but if you need to, Psalms 119 verse 11, the Bible says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart." One way to retain or possess or keep God's word is simply by memorizing it. Pastor is a big preacher on this. The Holy Spirit then has a bigger arsenal to draw from. We're never too old to memorize scripture. Amen. The translation here actually means to store up, and it means it's going to take time. And if you haven't started memorizing scripture, how about we start today? If we're going to hear the word of God preached, praise God, you're all here this morning, we've got to keep it, retain it, hold fast to it, possess it, and let it have its free course in our lives. God's word, his testimonies, they're wonderful. Why wouldn't you want to hold fast to it? Let's look at this. We'll turn there. Psalms 119 and in verse 129. Psalms 119 and in verse 129, which will explain further that because of how beautiful this book is, that our desire naturally should be to want to be in it. When we hear it, we should desire more of it, it's saying. Psalms 119, 129. You know, the Bible says, "How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth," it says there in 103. But looking now then, 129, "Thy testimonies are wonderful." That's translated, they're marvelous, extraordinary, a miracle. Therefore, it says, and when we see that word therefore, we have to understand, what is it there for? It's there because based on that, doth my soul keep them. Because of how beautiful God's word is, when I hear the preaching of it, I desire to hold fast to it. I'm going to memorize it, and I'm going to desire to be in God's word. All throughout the Old and New Testament, faithful men and women are told that they'll be blessed by keeping God's word. In Luke 11:28, the Bible says, you don't need to turn there, "Blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it." Remember, that word "keep" is actually saying we're holding fast, retaining. What are we doing with God's word when we hear it? When you come on a Sunday, are you listening? Amen. But are you applying? Are you retaining it? Or is simply as soon as we get out that door, it's forgotten? That is not what God's word was designed to do in our lives. If we're going to hear it, we then need to keep it, retain it, hold on to it. Chew on it. You know, the meditation is chewing on a small part of God's word or meditating on it all day or all week. We have the privilege of hearing these men bring forth these messages. Are we going to retain it throughout the whole week? Think on this. Memorize God's word. Love the word of God and you'll be blessed by it, it says. We memorize scripture because we love it and we'll be blessed because of it. Think on this, how beautiful our God is, how beautiful it is to hear the preaching of God's word. Jesus is saying it requires a good ground, a good heart. There needs to be preparation before we hear it. And next, when we hear it preached, keep it, hold on to it, retain it. Why? Well, it says there in Luke 8:15, back to our passage, Luke 8 and in verse 15, our first point, it requires good ground. Our next point, we should be keeping God's word, retaining it. And next we see there in verse 15, it says, "And bring forth fruit with patience." Once again, we looked at this last week. This is the continuation. And we will see that we will bring forth fruit in this season if we abide in Christ, and it will show. Psalms 1:3, the Bible says, "And he shall be like a tree planted." That means to be fastened, fixed, established by the rivers of water, "that bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." We know these verses. But the blessed man, he takes advantage of the water. God's word. He's planted, he's fixed, he's established in it. When he's listening to it, brothers and sisters in Christ, when you're listening to God's word, you're allowing it to work in your life, and you know it will bring forth fruit in his season. Not in our own timing, but in the Lord's timing. And it says we need to abide in Christ for that to happen. Let's look at John 15, verses 4 to 5 to see this. Turn over there with me, please. Just one book over. John 15, we'll look at verses 4 to 5. If we hear the word of God, we will retain it. And because of that, we will be fruitful. We understand it is in his season, it is in his timing. But we need to abide in Christ for that to happen. Read here with me. John 15, 4 to 5. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. A branch cannot produce fruit on its own. Without him, we're nothing, except we abide in him. Carry on then, verse 5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If we come on a Wednesday, on a Sunday, we hear God's word, we retain it, we keep it, we will be fruitful. We're promised it is in his timing, though. If we abide in him, we will see the fruit, and it will show. Just a few verses down, let's look at verse 8 of the same chapter, John 15. It says, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. He does not say when you obey, you are saved. Or that what he's trying to get across is bearing spiritual fruit is evidence of what Christ is doing in you. And it's evidence that you are abiding in him. It's evidence that you're saying, Lord, it's in your timing, in his season. That is what we're trying to get across today. We will bear fruit if we listen to God's word, if we apply it, if we hear it, if we retain it. How we hear the word of God will decide if we're going to be fruitful Christians. And if we're fruitful, what we will do? Luke 8, 16, we're going back to our passage. Luke 8, verse 16. We saw our first point, it requires good ground or a good heart. It's preparation before we hear God's word preached. Then when we are listening to God's word, we need to keep it, retain it, hold fast to it. We're told we will be fruitful in his season if we abide in him, and it will show. And next we will see then that we need to show that light. If we're hearing God's word and applying God's word, it'll show. Let's look at this. Luke 8:16. No man, when he hath lighted a candle or a lamp, covereth or hideth it with a vessel, or putteth it under a bed, but setteth it on a candlestick or a lampstand, and they which enter in may see the light. Are we showing the light of Christ in a dark and dying world? We heard of this preaching in Sunday school. Are we going to be that light? We need to be giving it. Why? So others may see, and we need to walk as children of light. Let's look at this. Let's look at Matthew 5, back a few books. At Matthew 5, we'll look at verses 15 to 16. These are well-known verses to us, and we'll see two very important points. We show our light by giving it out. Amen. And others will see it. We know the kids' song, This Little Light of Mine. I'm going to let it shine. That is what we ought to be doing. Matthew chapter 5, looking there at verse 15 and 16. It says there, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. We need to give our light out. The result is that others are going to see it. And in Ephesians 5, 8, we don't need to turn there. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. So walk as children of light. Shine the love of God that you have in your own life. Amen. We're talking about how we hear the word of God. One day you heard the word of God, your heart was softened. It fell on good ground. You had a good heart, and you called upon the name of the Lord, and you received Him as Savior. It required you hearing the word, retaining it, and doing something with it. And now that we have it, show it. Now that we've received that word, we've listened to it, show it. Give the light so others may see in a dark and dying world. We heard of this morning. And now we get to Luke 8:18. Jesus is wrapping up and saying, based on everything I've just said, take heed how therefore ye hear. That's the title and the point of our message this morning. Take heed. That means to have caution, to think about. Think about how you listen to the word of God preached. Or are you even listening at all? Ooh, everyone's heads turn up. Are we listening to the word of God being preached when we come on a Sunday, when we come on a Wednesday? Take heed. Think about how you're hearing God's word. Jesus warned his listeners here. It is dangerous to hear God's word in a too passive way, without engaging the word that you're listening to with the mind and the heart and the will. Jesus says, take heed, beware, think about it. Look at how you're hearing to God's word. Do you prepare your heart prior? Are you listening to God's word being preached? Let's look at an example of this in Proverbs 2:2. In Proverbs 2:2, it gives us a great example that when we come to hearing the word of God, that we're supposed to incline our ear, is to give our full attention, to have retention as we looked at before as well. Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 2. The Bible says here, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Solomon here, he's drawing a connection between virtuous living and discernment. Applying the knowledge of God requires deliberate effort. It's saying, Lord, I'm deliberately trying to hear from your word this morning. I'm inclining my heart. I want to hear from you today. Think about it. Is this how you're listening to the word of God preached? Do you incline your ear? Lord, I want to hear from you today. And Lord, I want to apply it in my life throughout the rest of the week. The Bible says in Luke 9:44, let these sayings sink down into your ears, for the Son of Man shall be delivered into the hands of men. So often when we're listening, our focus is diverted. Jesus says here to his disciples, focus on what I'm trying to teach you. Focus on my departure so you'll be equipped. He was saying, don't get distracted by everything else. Just let the word that I'm speaking to you sink down into. That's coming back to the sower of the soil. If that seed, the word of God, is not sinking down, what is the point of even listening in the first place? Teenagers, husbands, have you ever heard the saying, hey, are you listening? Are you listening to me? I'm sure a few are nodding, yes, I've heard that before. But they're not saying, are you listening as in you can hear me? They're saying, what I'm saying to you, are you taking note of it? Are you going to apply it? Son, don't do that. Are you listening? Okay, I won't do that now. It's saying, I'm going to listen to you, Lord, and apply it. I'm going to let that sink down into. Are we allowing the word of God to do that in our lives? For what it says in Luke 8:18, for whosoever hath, to him it shall be given. What that means is Jesus is saying, if you're desiring to hear of me, to hear God's word preached, I'll give you more of it. Have you ever had that feeling on a Sunday? I don't want to leave. I just want to keep hearing God's word preached. I'm sure we all have. That is what it's saying here. When you come and hear the word of God and you're listening and you're applying in your life, you're saying, Lord, I want more of that. And that's what he's trying to get across to them. Lay aside these distractions. Just focus on me. Listen and be given. And our last point, which I'm sure we all know, is hearing and doing. Being not just a hearer only, but a doer of God's word. Let's look at a couple examples of this, starting in Luke 6, just a couple chapters back. Luke chapter 6. We'll look at verses 46 to 48. The Bible says here, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings, and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like." Here's a great example. "He is like a man which built an house, and digged deep, and laid the foundation on a rock." Who's our rock? Christ Jesus. "And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon the house, and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock." If we hear the word of God, and we do it, we're likened unto, have you heard the kids' song, "Built upon a rock"? Sorry, doing the actions wrong. "The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The wise man built his house upon the rock." This is what Christ is saying. If we hear and do, this is what you're likened unto. Think about that. You have a firm foundation. And the Bible says in John 13:17, "If you know these things, happy are ye if ye do them." As we close, I want us to think about this. God hears the prayer of his people, you and I. Before we even speak, he is near and listening. And we ask him effectively, fervently, "Hear us, Lord." But when he speaks through his powerful word, through the preaching of it, we get distracted. Lunch, the week ahead. "Lord, I'm going through trials. Lord, you don't know what I'm going through." We allow everything else to distract us from the hearing of God's word. And this is what Jesus was saying to the audience he had at this point, the disciples, everyone around him. We've just spoken about the heart. This is what a good heart looks like. What will you do with the preaching of God's word? Will you keep it? Will you hold fast to it? "Lord, I want to attain and possess it. Because, Lord, I desire to be fruitful." We thought of the sower. We desire to be fruitful. And we're going to show that light. If we hear the word of God and we understand and we're saved here today, we ought to show that light. Take heed how ye hear. That's the title and the point of our message this morning. How are you listening to God's word being preached? Or is it just falling on fallow ground? Be given unto it. "Lord, I desire more of it." And lastly, hear and do. Are we going to be hearers only, or are we going to do this? Are we going to apply this in our own lives? When I come to the next service, "Lord, I'm going to incline my ear. I'm going to give you my heart. Lord, I desire to hear from you." For that will show us what it will accomplish. What will God's word accomplish in your life if you're not listening to it? If you have no desire to hear it? The Bible says there in Luke 8:18, "Take heed how ye hear." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, dear Lord, we love you and thank you, Lord, for this opportunity now to gather around your word and hear it preached. Lord, I just pray that our hearts will be softened unto it, and Lord, that we can examine our own lives and see if there's areas where we are lacking in listening to your word preached. Lord, that we may need to lay aside distractions of this world. And Lord, focus solely upon you, for Lord, we desire to be not only hearers, but doers of your word. We thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen.